So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you've joined us here in the park today. And for those of you who are online, I'm so glad that you have joined us online today. Welcome. And so I'm going to begin our service today by sharing with you our mission statement. And if you know it, I invite you to join me in saying it. It goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we become a beneficial presence in the world. Is that what we do? We become a beneficial, well, I've lost my place, presence in the world. There we go. You'd think I'd know that after 11 years. So that is exactly what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, as we are awakening to our own divine nature, awakening to that presence that animates us, that sustains us and maintains us and expresses itself within us and through us and as us, that presence that is a presence of peace and a presence of love and the truth of our own innate wholeness. Because it is as we awaken to that truth that then we have access to it regardless of what's happening in the world. When the world is not being peaceful or kind, we can still come from love and peace because it's in here. It doesn't have to be out there. Of course, we would prefer it to be outside of ourselves, but we can access it and bring it into the world. And as we bring forward peace and love, as we stand in our own wholeness and in our own authentic power, we come to the world differently. And as we come to the world from our spirit, which is what happens, we act as a beneficial presence. We change the conversations. We change the relationships. We change what's happening around us. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path and to be being a beneficial presence in this world. And so we're going to begin our service. I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, to come forward. He's going to lead us in an evocation as we evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And so prior to that, we're going to allow ourselves to sink in a little bit more deeply by either listening to or singing the song We Are by Denise Rosier. And so I will bring the bowl, and then we will sing that song, and then David will lead us in an invocation.
Grateful to be here this morning with our Living Beyond Limits family as we take a few minutes to recognize and affirm our oneness with Spirit. The Spirit chant, "We are one," says it all. We are not visitors to places and situations where the power and love of Spirit is present. We actually are the power and love of Spirit. This is the great and absolute truth about us. When we talk or think about the limitless light and love in the universe, we are describing ourselves. So today, it is pretty evident that since we are here, the perfect and powerful blessed presence is here as Living Beyond Limits. And it is certainly present here with Reverend Jennifer. I bless Reverend Jennifer as she blesses each one of us with words from the one source. I bless Ray. I bless everyone here. I bless our time together. And I bless this park. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The title of the reading is, I Speak the Truth of God. We all wish to speak the truth, but have we realized that every time we make a claim about ourselves that is different from the claim we would make about God, we are falling into the error of denying the divine presence in our experience. God is truth, and truth is God. We also are included in this divine and perfect unity. Therefore, every claim we make about God, the living spirit, should equally be made about ourselves, because we live and move and have our being in this infinite truth or presence. To say that we are poor or sick or weak or unhappy is to deny God. God is not poor. God is not sick. God is not weak. And God is not unhappy. We must, then, make every endeavor, in simplicity and in truth, to identify our personal lives with that one life which forevermore proclaims, I am that I am, or I am and that and this and everything else I also am. There is nothing separate from this one I am. Today, I say to myself, I am one with the truth of God. I speak this truth and proclaim it to be the reality of my experience in what I call little and in what I call big. In the simplest and most complex things, I recognize the one truth, changeless, permanent, and eternally manifesting itself. Therefore, I know the truth of myself. I know the truth about everything I do. I know the truth about everyone I meet. I know the truth about every situation I find myself in. This truth is not only perfection, it is also power. It is not only presence, it is also action. Therefore, the truth and the power and the presence and the action of the living spirit flow through everything I do, say, and think. I do know the truth, and the truth I know frees me and keeps me free. And so it is.
So it is.
What a great reading. Thank you, David. And so we started a class this week, and the class is called Treat Yourself to Life. And it is a class that is all about affirmative prayer. And so the treat yourself to life, the word treat, is referring to spiritual mind treatment. And this class is broken into segments of doing affirmative prayer for happiness and wealth, for love and success and freedom. And so really, regardless of what aspect of your life you might be doing affirmative prayer around, it always begins with the premise that life limits no one. That instead, life offers itself freely in its fullness to all. And that really, the nature of spirit, the nature of life, is to express. To express and to unfold and to pour forth. Constantly and endlessly, without effort, as everything. That is its nature. And so spirit, or life, expresses as abundance. And it expresses as harmony and wholeness. It expresses as power and creativity. It expresses as beauty and as perfection and as love. And I know that all of us want to experience all of those things in our lives. We want to experience harmony in our homes and in our workplaces. We want to experience love in all of our relationships. We want to experience abundance in our finances and health in our bodies. We want to experience creativity and success in all of our endeavors. And we want to experience our own power and freedom in all of making all of our decisions and choices. And yet, sometimes we don't experience life like that. In fact, sometimes we have very tumultuous relationships with our parents or our children or our next door neighbor. Sometimes we get stuck and we don't know how to resolve an issue that we're having, whether it's in our own personal lives or an issue that we are having in society or in politics or at our place of work. And sometimes we experience illness in our body or dis-ease or things breaking down. And sometimes we have issues in our finances where we don't have enough money to go on the vacation we want to go on and things like that. And yet, at Centers for Spiritual Living, we teach that your consciousness is the thing that creates your experience. That our most deeply held beliefs and focus and emotions are the thing that create our experience. One of my favorite sayings of Ernest Holmes is, "What life can do for us, it must do through us." Or life can only do for us what it does through us. And so the issue is that sometimes when we have things in our life that we want to change, we think that we have to go out there and manipulate the physical world. We think that we have to change all of the stuff and rearrange and change everything that's in the world. If I could just get my neighbor to move, then I'd be peaceful. If I could just get that coworker to transfer to a different department, then I'd get that raise that I've been trying to get. If I had a different boss, then I could be successful. If I wasn't born with these genes, then my knees wouldn't hurt. Or if my husband were different with me, then I could be happy. Or maybe if I had a different husband, then I could be happy. All of that, though, is really like rearranging the furniture on the Titanic. It might be really pretty and lovely and comfortable for a moment, but it's really not addressing the underlying issue. It's really not addressing the root of the problem and what's happening. The issue is also that we forget that our consciousness is the creative factor in our life. We forget that our beliefs, most deeply held beliefs and attitudes, are mirrored out into life, and then life mirrors back to us as our experiences what it is that we hold in mind. also changing our thinking and changing our beliefs, which in turn changes our emotional reactions. When we do that, then the things around us change. The things around us have to change if we change on the inside. Because nothing out there is static. Everything is energy and everything is moving all of the time. Nothing is really solid. But what happens instead is we give our problem all of our energy. We focus on the problem and what isn't working, give it our focus, and winds up our emotions. In this book, Treat Yourself to Life, Raymond Charles Barker says, people in problems give more than 60% of their thinking, feeling, and talking to the detail of the problem. And Ernest Holmes says, where our consciousness is permeated with 51% of right thinking, we are healed. When there is more light brought into a room than there is darkness, the darkness will disappear. It will cease to exist. What you water grows. If you water the weeds and you water the things that are spiky and stickery, if you water those things, that is exactly what will grow, the weeds and the prickly things. But if instead you water the flowers and the fruit trees, then that is what will grow in your life. And so the title of my talk today is, Can You See It? And what I'm talking about is healing in our bodies and healing in the body of our affairs comes about and is the result of us being able to perceive and to see and to know and to embody the truth that the perfection and the wholeness of God is right here. That the wholeness and the perfection of God is behind or beneath or within whatever the experience of dis-ease is. But our lack of seeing that truth causes us to not experience it in this physical world. Wholeness and perfection haven't gone anywhere. They are the principles of life. Our lack of perceiving them causes us to not experience them. Ernest Holmes said, all disease is the result of wrong thinking somewhere. Disease comes from a misperception. It comes from an inability to see the perfection and the wholeness that is present, that is behind and within and all about us, that fills the body of our affairs. Ernest Holmes said, we must turn from all of our worries, anxieties, and fears about our body and know that there is a normal pattern of health, an organizing factor that knows what to do and how to do it. A perfect idea that exists that will express and manifest in us as us when we recognize it and accept it as doing so. The doctor can assist the body mechanically through surgery and medication. We can assist it by the way that we think and act. So our worries and our fears and our anxieties keep that dis-ease alive because it's feeding it, so it keeps it alive. Regardless of if it's an issue with our own physical body, or if it's an issue at work, or if it's an issue in our finances. Our worry and our fear feed it and keep it active and keep it going. So for example, if I have had a negative interaction with one of my coworkers, and I'm giving it 60% of my focus to who said what and how it was done and all of that, that when I go to work the next time, there's actually going to be a wall up around me. Do you know exactly what I'm talking about? There'll be a wall between me and that other person. And when I have that wall up, it doesn't allow for healing. It doesn't allow for resolutions. It doesn't allow for harmony. Do you get that? Have you been there before? That wall keeps the principle of harmony and peace and divine solutions and intelligence from being able to unfold through us. We've blocked it. But if instead my focus were on the truth that the perfection of the divine exists at the very center of me, it is who and what I am, and that the wholeness of the divine is what I am. And if I recognize that that is also the truth about that person that I've had conflict with, the perfection of God permeates them and is at the center of who they are, and that they are the wholeness of the divine. When I come to work that next time, I'm going to come to work differently. I'm going to come to work centered and peaceful, and because my wholeness hasn't been affected by that argument or whatever it was that happened, I'm open more to creative solutions. I stand in my own power, and it creates room for solutions and new ideas. I feel more relaxed. It shifts my thinking and feeling, and it opens me to resolution. There is no wall up between me and another person when I come from my own wholeness. Instead, being anchored in who I am creates space for love and for peace and for wisdom to express itself in both of us. Because when I come differently to that situation, that other person is going to respond differently also. They are going to come from a different place. That's how it works. When we can see that spiritual reality that is behind whatever the situation that is occurring, when we can see that, whether it's in our physical bodies to see that wholeness is a principle, or whether it's in our relationship to see that love is present, it makes whatever's happening, that problem, lose part of its solidity. It makes it not such a fact, not so solid, not so lasting forever. We begin to see that it's simply an experience rather than ultimate reality, that it's not permanent. Because underneath the condition, whatever it is that you're experiencing, is perfection, is wholeness and harmony and order and abundance and love, always present. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's only been covered up by our perception, our focus, and our belief in that dis-ease. Once we shift our focus and our thinking, it shifts also. So our job then is to perceive and to believe in the perfection. It is to see and believe that the truth, that wholeness is within us, the other person and the situation. That spirit is within the thing that we are concerned about, expressing in it and through it and as it. An affirmative prayer is one of those things that shifts our focus and shifts our beliefs and shifts the way we're seeing whatever it is that's happening in our lives. It shifts us from the solidity of the problem to solution, to seeing wholeness and perfection. Affirmative prayer adjusts our perception so that we can recognize the ever-present order and wholeness that is everywhere present. And so in his book, Daily Dose of Sanity, he tells a story. He says, most of us are familiar with the Star Wars maxim, may the force be with you. While the reasoning behind this good wish is sound, its language is not a completely accurate depiction of how the force works. The force is already with you. The question is, are you with the force? Imagine you are in the mountains and you want to get to the ocean as quickly and easily as possible. You know that there's a river that can take you quickly to your destination. You set out to use it on your behalf. At the outset of the journey, someone says, "May the stream be with you." This suggests that you'll be walking wherever you want to go, and you hope that the water will somehow leap out of the stream bed, find you, and carry you. This is how the stream will help you. If you're going to harness the river's power, you must find it, get into it, and flow with it. Let it carry you where both you and it are going. The river will not divert itself to follow the course you dictate for it, but it will become your best friend if you follow the direction in which it is already moving. There is indeed a mighty force animating the universe. It is one of well-being, health, prosperity, love, and all the good things you desire. The force is happy to take you where you want to go and where you're going, but you must get with it. If you wander far from the stream, it will not help you, nor will it come to your aid if you sit at a distance from it and do nothing. If you get into the river and fight your way upstream, you will not arrive at your destination either. There is only one way for the stream or the force to be with you. You must align yourself with it. Whether or not the force is with you is not a matter of luck. It is a matter of choice. The force is already with you, trying to work on your behalf. May you be with the force. Raymond Charles Barker says, in affirmative prayer, I realize that I am in a power which is already in action and which I merely let happen through me. I clear my thought regarding a situation in order to let my good happen. Because I am not treating conditions, I am treating consciousness. I am treating mental attitudes, moods, my thinking and feeling nature. So we get with the force. We get with that power of healing when we align with it in our thinking and in our feeling. We align with it when we see as it sees, that it is everywhere present, that it is in and through everything. We get with that stream when we know as it knows, that it is fully present as all, that it is not diminished, it is not altered by this world of form. And as we do that, we become a conduit for healing. Seeing the perfection and seeing the wholeness as ultimate reality allows us to heal. Seeing what we can't see with our human eyes, but what we see with our spiritual eyes. So can you see it? Can you see the harmony that is ever present? The harmony that is ever present even in the relationship that you're having a challenge with? Can you see that abundance is the very nature of life? Even if that isn't the experience that you're having? Can you see that creativity is present, ever present? Even when you feel stuck? Can you see that harmony and order are the very foundation upon which this universe rests? And this universe that rests on harmony and order, your body is a part of that universe. Your life is a part of that universe. Seeing and knowing the spiritual truth is like turning on the faucet. The water has always been present, but you must turn it on in order for it to flow in your life. Knowing the truth turns on that faucet. So my call to you is to dig beneath whatever the challenges are in your life. To dig beneath them so that you might find and discover the spiritual principle that is still present and unaltered, that has never changed. To find that principle, a principle of wholeness and of harmony and of perfection and of order, that hasn't changed. And if you have a hard time finding that principle and knowing what to look for, talk to one of our practitioners. They're happy to help you. And as a result of shifting your perspective, you'll be shifting your life so that you are experiencing greater peace and greater health and more love in your relationships and more good in your life. And so blessings to every single one of you as you awaken to your own divine nature, as you awaken to the truth that that one permeates and is everything. So blessings to each and every single one of you. Where am I going? I'm going to go sit with Chris. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we simply do that right now. We recognize that omnipresence of spirit, that one life, that one mind, that one being, that one intelligence, that presence that expresses as perfection, that is perfection, that presence that expresses as order and as harmony, as abundance, wholeness, and good. And we recognize that we are none other than that one here expressing itself, that it expresses in us and through us and around us and as us. It expresses in and through and as our lives, in and through and as our minds and our thinking, that it is the guiding factor in our lives. And today, in our openness, we have a new understanding. A new understanding of that omnipresence of harmony and order and perfection and good. For it is truly within everything. It is truly everywhere we look, at the center of everything. And so today we look for that. And as we look for harmony and order and perfection and good, we see it. And as we see it, it grows and becomes larger and fills our life, becomes more real and more solid. And so today we stand in faith. We stand in that within us which knows. And we expect healing of every situation. For wholeness and perfection are really what is expressing itself. And so it is with absolute gratitude that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding because it is the truth and because today we have said yes to that. And so we live in that yes to spirit. And I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is. So I'm going to invite David to come on over and lead us in an affirmation.
If you would join me as we read this. Today, I turn my attention from the condition and saturate my awareness with the truth. Perfection and wholeness are back of and within this also. Harmony and order are the truth. My consciousness now creates health and ease. And so it is.
Thank you. And so it is now time for our offering. And so if you brought an offering with you today, I invite you to bring it forward, and I'm going to come over here, Ray. And if you are continuing to support Living Beyond Limits online, I thank you for your continued and generous support of us. And so I invite you to join me as we all bless this offering. And so we each come from this place of fullness of life, the fullness of life, and from our own wholeness and the bounty and the abundance of life. And we give from this place. And as we give, we also open that faucet so that more good flows into our lives. For we are simply participating in this law of circulation. And it is with gratitude that Living Beyond Limits receives this offering. And it is transmuted into ministry so that we might be this place of coming home, this place of remembering, this place of a lighthouse that calls us and beckons us to remember. And so I bless this offering. I bless this community. I bless Living Beyond Limits. And I invite you to join me in a blessing as we send a blessing out into this entire world, to every home and every heart, every place of work and business, every politician, every decision maker, and to this entire country, every medical person, every scientist. We bless all of it. And I say thank you, God, and so it is. So really, I just have a couple of invitations for you. And one is, we started that class that I told you. If you would still like to join, you can do that. We've only had 1 week. It's an 8-week class, but we'd love to have you if you would like to do that. And that October 24th, we are moving indoors. We're going to be meeting at Skylinks in their ballroom, and it's a lovely space. So put that on your calendar. I'm going to send out a letter today talking about it, and we will be being safe indoors and social distancing and wearing masks and getting to be together and have musicians and have a real service indoors, and I'm very looking forward to it. We're going to actually start out with a one-month trial, so I also want all of your feedback as we do this. What you like about it, what you don't like about it, because we can always change, and if we decide that isn't what we want to do, we can do online for the winter while it's cold and come back to the park. We're open, we're flexible, we're trying this out. So October 24th, we'll see you inside, and next week we will see you here. So have a great week, and know that you are loved and that we are so grateful that you are a part of this family.